As we record this right now, it's like minus 9 degrees outside, so I'm trying to get in my mind softball mode here, but we're going to talk softball because there's now a schedule on the calendar, and we know what's going on, and Katie Kemetmuller, one of the super seniors on this team, who was part, of course, of that College World Series team from a couple of years ago that went to Oklahoma City, she joins us, and Katie, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk softball. Even though the temperature outside says it's really not softball season, you guys always start in the cold and you get to go to Florida or Texas or California, and it looks like you get to go to Florida. They're all conference games, but you get to go to Florida. How relieved are you, one, that now there's something that you know is going to happen? Because I'm sure you were in limbo for a long time. And two, how excited are you?
Oh, yeah. I think we're all definitely really excited to finally have a schedule. I know I've been getting texts from family and friends like saying, when's it going to come out? You know, where's your schedule? Where is it? And then we're always all bugging Coach Ritter, asking her where it is. And she just tells us, you know, when I get it, you guys will get it. And sure enough, when she did, we did get it. But I think we're just excited. It's nice to finally see it written in paper, something we've been waiting for a long time. But yeah, we're excited to be back.
It's going to be a lot of games in a shorter period of time, but you guys are used to that, and it's a little different in that, you know, when you have depth and you know, I mean, Amber Fizer can pitch multiple innings, right? So she can go many games in a row, and then she's got relief behind her as well. But you're going to play like six games in, or I guess it's six games in 3 days one time and six games in 4 games in 4 days the other time down in Florida, once in February and once in March, just to get some games going and on the calendar. What is that like to play so many games in kind of a short period of time?
You know, honestly, I kind of forgot what it feels like to play that many in so many days. But I think we'll be ready for it this year. I know, like something you said, was the depth of our team, and we definitely have depth this year. With, you know, with 4 super seniors coming back, and then plus 8 freshmen, I think you're going to see a lot of new faces, a lot of familiar faces, and we have pitching depth. We have plenty of pitching, and I think it's going to be exciting to see everybody get back out there and for you guys to see all the familiar faces and the new faces that we have, for sure.
Well, you mentioned new faces, and although she's not a new face, she is your new coach. Since the last time you were on the field, you have a coaching change. So how have things been going here as you're getting ready for her first season as head coach with Piper Ritter?
Yeah, it's been really great. I think that it's been a really smooth transition, and it's nice to have someone that's at the helm who's been here for so long and who wore the uniform and has been a Gopher for life. And then obviously with Coach Rich, she also played here, bringing her in, she's been awesome working with the infield. And then Coach Wynn is super funny and great, and it's been really nice getting to know their personalities and their styles over the fall, and then obviously coming back this spring. You know, you kind of have a semester under your belt with them, but it's been great, and Coach Ritter's been awesome, and she's still the same old Coach Ritter. She still throws BP to us, and sometimes I think she forgets it's supposed to be BP, and she'll try and strike us out and whip one past you, but it's good. It's competitive, and it's fun.
Yeah, BP's supposed to build confidence, right? Not wreck it.
Yeah. We have some BP days, but I think Coach Ritter likes it better when it's I'm going to strike you out day.
Yeah, well, you know, there's times where you need to be challenged, I suppose, and it's all competitive, I'm sure. You mentioned the 4 super seniors. There are some programs around that aren't allowing the super seniors back. How much, one, how cool is it that you 4 get to come back, and two, that, you know, the school is trying to, you know, make it work?
Yeah, you know, I think we're just super grateful, and it's awesome. I think we've been with each other obviously for 5 years, and we've been a part of many different teams, and we've been fortunate enough to be part of some great memories and great moments in Minnesota history and Minnesota softball history. And I think just the way it ended for everybody last year, it just kind of stinks when your season comes to an abrupt end, and it stinks even more when it's your last season. And so I think we're just really grateful to be back, and we're grateful for Minnesota for allowing us to come back. And yeah, we're excited to get back out there.
No one's ever sure kind of how a year might go until you play a few games, but you've been around good teams, obviously. As you see how this team's working out indoors and those kind of things, do you see some things coming together that you know, what this team might be like and how good it can be?
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a really good mix of talent and of ages and of different players between the super seniors and the freshmen coming in, the true freshmen and the kids who got a little bit of a taste of their freshman year last year. And now obviously they're sophomores or freshmen. I don't know what you want to call them, super freshmen.
Yeah.
But no, I think we're going to have a really good squad, and I think we've been looking really good in practice, and it's nice to finally be able to be all together. We're doing a little bit more group work in the fall versus now we're more team-oriented practices, which is really good for us. And it's exciting.
How has Pfizer looked? I mean, obviously she's a great pitcher. I mean, and you kind of wonder, can she get better? I mean, she's been so good. How has she looked in practice? Have you had to face her?
Many times. Yeah, we do it live often, and which is great. And she's looked really good. And I know Autumn's been looking really good. And we have a lot of other pitchers underneath her. We have a good lineup this year of pitching, and I think we're going to be really good in that area of our game.
Yeah, take us through kind of what it has been like now. As you mentioned, you know, sometimes you're going full scrimmage, live hitting. Sometimes it's just drills. But inside's different than outside. But what can you take from all of these indoor practices?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we always hate is the ceiling on the indoor, because if you hit a ball up there, all the hitters obviously want to say it's a home run, even right. if it didn't feel like one. And the pitchers say, nah, it's just an easy sack fly or something. But I think just, I don't know, getting excited to get back out there. I know something that we always look forward to being a Northern team is that first tournament, because we're actually on dirt again. It's usually our first time on dirt is our first game. And so we're definitely looking forward to Florida in a couple weeks. And I don't know, just excited. Overall excitement.
Of course, you are known for kind of being the vacuum cleaner at third base. You've played great there. Always some good plays. How much pride do you take in your defense, and how much work do you put into that to keep it going?
I definitely take a ton of pride in defense. It's something I've always enjoyed doing. I enjoy hitting too, but I just think defense is so fun, and it's fun to steal a hit from somebody. But yeah, I know we've been working really hard, and the infield's been putting in some good reps with Coach Rich, and it's nice to have a new face and new perspective, and she's brought a lot of cool drills and things that we do to our team, so it's been good.
All right, now this might be the most unique question any athlete at Minnesota has ever been asked, but this is a unique angle. You, if you're on a road trip and one of your teammates might come under the weather, you can actually present them with some medical care that is official, right? You are, because of your super senior status, you graduated, you passed all the tests, you're a registered nurse, a legitimate registered nurse.
I am.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I actually just got recertified. Every 2 years, we have to get recertified in our CPR. So I just did that last week, and it was funny because I was saying I could save everybody's life now. So
that's awesome. Now, can you or are you maybe trying to schedule shifts? Are you able to work, or are you staying full time in school and softball?
Yeah, I'm full time in school and softball, but I'm ready to. This was a big decision for me to come back, and I know I have nursing for the rest of my life, and I'm excited for that. But I'm excited for this year being a little bit less stressed. I think the last 4 years with nursing school and softball, I liked it. I like being busy, but it was stressful, so it's been good enjoying softball, and I know I'll be ready to work on the nursing part of my life after this.
Yeah, you can be a nurse. Yeah, you can be a nurse the rest of the time. You also, yeah. Because of coming back here, it's my understanding you're taking some additional schooling in on the business side, human resources. Is that right?
Yes, I am doing a 1 year grad program certificate for human resources and development, because I've always wanted to go into the management side of nursing. Maybe not right away. I want to do bedside nursing, but for sure in my future, I think I'll go into the management side or leadership side of nursing. So,
well, we have to come up with some nickname of some sort to fit your softball and your nursing into something cool here as we approach this season. But the first home game, I think, is what, the first weekend in April. How much you look? Is that right? I think. How much you're looking forward to getting back on home soil here and playing, hopefully in front of at least your parents, right? I mean, who knows if there's fans, but at least your family and friends can watch.
Yeah, I sure hope so. And I mean, it's been, for us, we obviously didn't get a home game in last year. Being from up north, it was way too cold. So it's been 2 years. But I think we're just really excited to get back out there for a home game, obviously. But also we're looking forward to Florida. I think our first opponent is Maryland. And so we've been preparing for them, and we're ready for it.
All right. Well, very good. It was great to chat with you. And we're looking forward to seeing softball back on the docket. And enjoy the trips to Florida. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here on campus in uniform.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.